it's at 10:30, so in the interest of moving things along, started again. Before we start, though, has there anybody that has joined us since the beginning of the meeting that didn't have time to allow themselves to introduce themselves? Is anybody new on here now? I don't recognize anybody new, but hearing no new additions, does anybody have any public comments that they would like to express?
Robert,
okay, I'm taking names right now. Robert, is there anybody else? Anybody else? Okay, well, Robert, you have the floor. If anybody else thinks of something, please wait till Robert's done and identify.
All right, hey, anyway, so thank you very much. Linda already kind of spoke on most of what I was going to talk about in terms of the friends of the commission. So we did have elections, and I'm still the president, and first vice president is Linda, as she said, and the secretary is Christine Boone, and our treasurer is Joe Buddha, and we presently have three openings, so we're looking for some good, Mark, someone from, ACB, I think we talked about this, maybe once or twice back, a while, but, someone from your organization would be, good to have on. Because we have some NFB people, we have some public, and we have some former staff, so we could use another consumer group involved, and that would be good.
Very good, yeah. So, we appreciate the work that the Friends of the Commission does, and we can certainly agree on that. So.
Yep, that's right. So we do have one new person. It's a former staff person, Jan Brand.
Nice.
Yeah, she's going to be a really good asset because she really has some really good research skills, and that's just one area that she's really going to help us with. So that'll be great. And so far, towards the grants that we've been putting out there, we have gotten a total of $71,500 for commission programs like the Project Independence, that's youngsters. Then we're going to be working on getting some funds for blind adults that are clients, but they aren't they don't have a vocational goal, and there's very few dollars that the commission really has to work with that individual. So there's always some tech costs that are pretty hard for them to cover. So we're just going to be looking into that. And there'll be a few other areas too, but I mean, we're having a good time, and we really feel like we're making a contribution. So anyway, so that's the report about the Friends. So thank you all. You guys are still waiting on me, are you?
I think somebody's muted if they're trying to talk.
Okay,
is
Carlos? Yeah, I was
okay,
muted.
Yep.
So Carlos, are you ready to... we're going to move on now that... I didn't hear any other public comment. Did I miss... Did anybody else want to do public comment? All right, well, hearing none, Carlos, you're up next. So next on the agenda is the executive director's report from Carlos Servat. So go ahead, Carlos.
Okay, thank you. Well, first I want to just follow up a little bit about the MBA report. I also want to thank the field staff, especially supervisors, when they jump and help in different sites. For instance, Nancy Flero, when we have issues at Stratcom, she either sent stuff or Chico or everybody else. But also before that, and I mentioned it to some of you and for the new board members, I want to also say that Carol Jenkins supervises the MP overall performance. And I remember when I tasked her with making sure that we are successful with the transition on getting the vending machines for the Department of Corrections. And we jumped in there, and he said there must be a way to do it, and my golly, I will find it, and I can tell you she found a way to do it. And we are all benefiting from her persistence and great spirit. So I wanted to mention that before I get more into my report. So with that, I'm going to start with the administration and myself. I attended the national conferences for the Council of State Agencies for Vocational Rehabilitation, CSAVR, and the National Council for State Agencies for the Blind, NCSAB, last December. For NCSAB, I was elected president-elect for NCSAB. That means that next year I will be the president of NCSAB, but this year I'm in charge of putting together all the conferences, but also I'm allowed to get into a monthly conference calls with the RSA commissioner. We don't have one yet, but we are meeting with the person who is quote unquote running RSA for now. I also participate on the executive committee calls with CSAVR, representing NCSAB. I also attended a monthly meeting with the executive committee for NCSAB and the quarterly meeting for the regional CSAVR. I attended a statewide special education council, the Workforce Innovation Opportunity, Innovation and Opportunity Act, WIOA, partners, the State WIOA Board, the Olmsted Steering Committee, its Advisory Committee, its Education and Employment Committee for the Olmsted. I also attended other meetings with the Department of Health and Department of Education, as well as the VR agency. A modification for the WIOA combined state plan is due by the middle of March, and I'm working on that with VOC Rehab, and we are going to be having a joint committee meeting with both NCSAB and, the Commission for the Blind and the VR on having any amendments that we want to put together for the future for the combined plan. We have received two sets for continuous resolutions from the federal grants, as Congress has not yet passed a budget for this fiscal year. At request to RSA for a late liquidation was approved, giving us a chance to expend funds from the previous fiscal year on items budgeted back then. We are supposed to be having a limit by when to spend the money, and usually by the end of December, any money that we don't spend, we need to send it back. But there were some extenuating circumstances, especially on vending machines that were ordered back in August, So RSA does allow for those kind of exceptions. We just got those not too long ago, so we have until May, I believe, to pay any of those bills. That will give us a chance again to spend money from the previous fiscal year. Senator Vargas introduced Bill 1267. This bill is proposing to give the different commissions $500,000 from the American Rescue Plan. The purpose is to address systemic public health and economic challenges that contributed to the unequal impact of the pandemic. The hearing will be on February 23rd. The section that pertains to us is as follows. The federal funds appropriated in this section is from the federal funds appropriated to the state of Nebraska from the federal coronavirus fiscal recovery fund. The Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired shall employ all contracts with a health liaison to work on to work with patients, hospitals, the Department of Health and Human Services, and any other stakeholders to help identify and address the disparities for the population served by the commission. The commission shall work with the Department of Health and Human Services, the University of Nebraska, and any other organization to collect data and submit a report electronically to the legislators no later than October 1st, 2024. This report should outline recommendations to address inequities for the population served by the Commission for the Blind. The Commission shall notify the Appropriations Committee of the legislators by October 1st, 2023, if does not anticipate extend the federal funds appropriated pursuant to this section by December 31st, 2024. I would be glad to answer questions at the end, but basically it's still a bill and we don't have the expertise to deal with this, but we are going to be looking at the possibility to ask the legislators to use some of that money to serve clients who have been affected by the pandemic. We have several clients who are behind in rent and medical bills due to COVID-19, so that's something that we're going to be trying. We are subcontracting for the wages program with JB and K. We also subcontracted with them when we had a robotic workshop, and we subcontracted with them to provide some training on health and the importance of being fit for blind people. We continue to work on the corrective action plan for RSA. The second quarterly report was due at the end of January. The team is Julie Buren, Pat Carroll, Daryl Jenkins, and myself. However, the first three that I mentioned, Julie, Carroll, and Pat, are the ones who are doing most of the work. Erin Brandyberry has been working on the new NCBBI website to have a more user-friendly website. We hope to put it into the live environment this next quarter. We hope you can look at the website when we launch it and give your input or further recommendations. CAT completed the federal fiscal year end. In addition, most of the federal reports were completed. The 2021 annual report was completed and submitted to the governor and the legislators by the end of December. It has been challenging being short of staff in Omaha, Lincoln, the center, and the business office. However, the agency as a team help each other when needed. Next is client statistics. The total number of applicants and clients served on all studies served at the end of the period were for OIB or older blind individuals, older individuals who are blind, were 320. Independent living for those under 55 was 64, and for VR was 415. This quarter we have clients get jobs in the areas of administrative services manager, a mechanic or automotive service technician, eligibility interviewers for the government programs, food preparation services, fundraiser manager, janitor or cleaner, and random shaper operator. In the area of human resources, John Schmidt announced his retirement effective April 30th, and Mike Rent also announced his retirement effective July 16th. Both of them have been working for the agency for over 7 years. They are going to be mean. We are already getting permission. Well, we got permission and were accepted to hire or to advertise right away for John's position, and we are working on the same for Mike's position. So we can hire right away, as the new hires will have to go through 600 hours of sleep training at the center. We also hired Kathy Navarcon for the orientation counselor to position in the Norfolk area. Kathy has experience in education, especially with the deaf and hard of hearing. And she started her training center this last Monday, January 31st. The Omaha office also interviewed and will hire Craig, and his last name I think is pronounced Nihon, for the VR position. And he will start his center training on February 28. He has experience doing recruitment and job placement. Omaha still has an opening for an orientation counselor. We are having a hard time recruiting people many times. We schedule interviews and several of them don't come, or then we interview, offer jobs, and they don't take it. So we are having a hard time hiring people, and so is most of the state. Tammy Dunn started to work for us as a accountant too for the business office, and she's starting in November 8th. Tammy previously worked for Peru State College as the budget director, and then she was promoted to be the controller. So she has good experience and is learning very quickly. We are still recruiting for the MBE position and for the technology manager position. Our training on team building from state personnel has to be rescheduled due to the spike of the pandemic. This training needs to be in person. That's the reason why we had to reschedule it. We are, I think, rescheduling for the last week or the last Monday of April. We are going to start with the leadership and supervisors, and then this will be expanded to all staff. The idea is to have an ongoing training on team building and team support. Jessica Bartenbach, the center supervisor, participated in a panel discussion on the NCSAB call conference to discuss keeping clients safe from misconduct at training centers. She will also be participating at the National Rehabilitation Leadership Institute, NRLI, this year. Some NCSAB staff will be attending the transition conference in February, and a couple of us, well, a couple of them will be presenting there too. Our state staff meeting is tentatively scheduled for the week of April 20th in York. I'm saying tentatively because we don't have a contract with a hotel yet. We are looking at the possibility to increase the wages for the NCBVI staff. We submitted a request for an increase of our personal service limitation, known as PSL, which was approved by the Appropriations Committee. This does not mean that we had an increase of budget or appropriated money, just they are allowing us to spend more money on salaries and benefits. We will be submitting the in-grade increase in the next few weeks. Terrell Jenkins is the key person, and I had a phone call with the head of state personnel, Kat Carroll. He joined the call, and he knows we are working on this. So we hope you give us that support, and we also hope this increase happens so our staff can get what they deserve. On field services, due to a large increase of COVID cases, we started to provide hybrid services, and this includes also the center. In addition, several staff were either sick or had family members at home sick, and therefore were out during the last several weeks. However, they all showed a team spirit and supported each other in order to continue providing quality services to clients. Staff continued networking with stakeholders across the state to build relationships, and thus find training and placement opportunities. Some of these networkings is like Project Search, the WIOA local boards, NCECBVI, the Nebraska Center, known as short Vision Partners Meetings, retirement homes, clubs, youth programs, and businesses, just to mention a few. There is a committee that is planning Winners Fest that will take place the weekend of March 18th the focus will be STEM careers. And we are contracting with a scientist who is going to be helping students to do some science experiments. Just make sure that we are not experimenting with the blind students. The Lincoln District is partnering with Career Services at UNL to provide information to career advisors and academic advisors regarding the abilities of blind people. There is also a tentative date of April 14th for a Zoom workshop. We will have employers presenting a different aspects of finding and keeping a job. This will be available to clients of any age. Lincoln is hoping to schedule some more group home teaching sessions later this spring, hoping that the pandemic goes down. Ellie E. Coleman, known also as the Ellie from Lincoln, is working with the Lincoln Parks and Recreations to create inclusive playgrounds in Lincoln. This proposal was submitted to the mayor's office in Lincoln. The Omaha district has had several IEPs with several students transitioning from middle school to high school. Adrian is working with a regional transition team, and they are looking at the plans for a transition job fair for the spring. The schools are planning to have their research plan for parents for their children as they are navigating transition at the Omaha district. The Omaha office is working on being part of this. Omaha is also working with a senior software engineering national company to plan a company-wide training for all staff on accessibility and working on partnership with our agency. The training will include over 500 employees, and we're waiting dates for this training. The North Platte District has taking time during the last quarter to reflect on our service delivery model since we closed the physical offices in 2019. All decisions that we made, we keep the clients in mind. While there was a transition period at first, the district has put procedures into place that make them more effective in our service delivery than before. When we had physical offices in Patchplaf, North Platte, and Kearney, we very seldom had clients coming to the office. Between the demographic barriers and the fact that most of our clients don't drive, services are typically best provided in their homes. In circumstances when the home is not an appropriate meeting space, counselors find a confidential location that the client agrees to. And this can be, for example, in a study room at a library. In the past 3 years, and this is still North Platte, we have not instance when a client expressed dissatisfaction with a meeting location and the majority expressed appreciation of our services coming to their home. the North Platte District hired two new staff members since we began working remotely, and we spread our site of the three original offices to increase our availability in other communities. The DMP district looked at their numbers and learned that 72 of their clients live outside of those communities, meaning Kearney, North Platte, and Scottsbluff. We also noticed that this district is currently serving 70 more clients than they were serving before the layoff 2 years ago. And this is in response to a conversation we had at the last quarterly meeting, especially for the two new commissioners. There was a question about if we were considering reopening the offices that we closed, and we were already kind of visiting that idea, and this is in response to that. So in short, at least for North Platte, we don't plan to open physical offices for the reasons described above, but we will be renting a space for items. In Norfolk, we are having the same experience for now, and we are also going to be renting a space for equipment. In the training center, we have the last quarter 2 students graduating and 1 student started training. The center currently has 6 students and 1 center and 1 staff trainee. Out of the students, 5 are VR clients and 1 is pre-EDS. There is 1 client waiting to start the center, and we are waiting until the center resumes full-time face-to-face classes so the client can start. There were 3 tours. There was also 1 3-day stay, and that student is the one who is waiting to begin training once we open the center. We had to cancel some tours and 3-day stays due to COVID, and we will reschedule them once COVID cases decline. 2 activities were completed. The students attended the National Federation of the Blind of Nebraska's seminar held on November 13th. Students also traveled by bus to Gateway Mall on December 9th to practice cane travel in that environment, including the use of escalators. Students continue to lead weekly seminars under staff guidance. Center staff attended a training and team building activity by Dr. Edward Bell from the Professional Development and Research Institute on Blindness from the Louisiana Tech University. We also have a contract with him to provide continuous improvement coaching and professional development to center staff. As part of this, center staff will be working with their counterparts at other centers that use structural discovery. 2 center staff participated on a diabetic alternative training with Mary Davis. The Lean Center staff will also be scheduled to complete this training. Next is the Nebraska Business Enterprise, but Eric did an excellent job in his report, so I want to take time and let you have questions under this area or any other area from my report.